Again, I thank you for this opportunity to be here with you, to share with you some things about Southern Africa Bible College as I did in the Bible class hour. I'll also remind you there's some materials back in the lobby, as well as a sign-up sheet if you would like to receive on a monthly basis e-newsletter, as we call it, coming from Kirk Eason at the Memorial Church of Christ in Houston, Texas, the congregation that oversees this work. He sends those e-newsletters out each month. And if you would like to receive those newsletters month to month, you can sign up on the sheet on the table there in the lobby. Your name and email address. There's also a place for your mailing address and phone number. That's optional. The main thing we would need is your email address if you would like to receive those newsletters. That'll just keep you informed. And again, we appreciate your prayers for the work. That's a way you can participate and be partners with us in this work, is not only by keeping yourself informed, but also by praying for this work. And we appreciate those prayers very much. Going to turn your attention to really Jesus is Lord. And we've been singing songs, wonderful songs about the Lordship of Jesus. Appreciate those songs. See if some of these words also sound familiar to you. Jesus is Lord, my Redeemer. How He loves me, how I love Him. Lord, we come before Thee now, at Thy feet we humbly bow. And then I know you know, thank you, Lord, for loving me. Thank you, Lord, for saving, for blessing me. Thank you, Lord, for making me whole and saving my soul. And these are all familiar songs that we sometimes sing, and they all mention the Lord. They all reflect the great biblical truth that Jesus is Lord. Appreciate the reading from 2 Corinthians chapter 4, in which the Apostle Paul made it clear that we don't preach ourselves, but we preach Jesus Christ as Lord. And I believe that's what this world needs to hear. I believe it's what the church needs to continually hear, is that Jesus is Lord. And so that's the message I want to bring you today. And the first thing I want to share with you about this great biblical truth is that God presented Jesus as Lord to the world. The Bible states in Jeremiah chapter 10 and verse 23 that the way of man is not in himself to direct his steps. And so we depend upon help from God. We depend upon help from our Lord. Man desperately needs help to navigate through this rugged and this sinful world. This world that is so full of chaos, so full of questions and controversy and confusion, we need some direction. And Jeremiah says it's not in man in himself to direct his own steps. Yes, we walk through this earth on a daily basis, but we need some help. We need some guidance. We need some direction. The Proverbs writer states in Proverbs 14 and verse 12, there is a way that seems right to a man, but its end is the way to death. Humanity needs a source of authority. We need some guidance. We need a leader to provide some direction. We need instruction. We need some help. Man desperately needs help in this world. And that crucial help, of course, comes through Jesus Christ. To the Jews, the Apostle Peter, in his Pentecost Day sermon, preaching the gospel, he said, you crucified Him, Acts 2 and verse 23, but 13 verses later he declared, God has made Him both Lord and Christ, this Jesus whom you crucified. A great statement with great meaning. God presented Jesus to a lost and dying world, not only as our Savior, but also as our Lord. He is our ruler. He is our governor. He is our master, the ultimate master of our destiny. He is the one to whom we owe our allegiance. He is the authoritative leader to follow and obey. And there are some in the world that, yes, they want Him as Savior, save me from my sins, but they don't want Him as their Lord. By raising Jesus from the dead, God confirmed to the world that Jesus is the Son of God and He is our Lord, Romans 1 and verse 4. And in that beautiful passage in Ephesians, the 4th chapter, verses 4 through 6, where Paul lists a series of ones, there is one body and one spirit, just as you were called to the one hope that belongs to your call. And then he said, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is over all and through all and in all. Note, he says, there is one Lord. And that one Lord is Jesus Christ. There's one Master, one Ruler, one authoritative Leader, and we must give our unwavering allegiance to Jesus. Why? Because Jesus is Lord, as declared by God. He is Lord. Jesus knows His role in our lives. In Matthew 28, verses 18 through 20, following His resurrection from death, He declared that all authority in heaven and on earth has been given to Me. Jesus understood that. And we need to understand that, don't we? Jesus is Lord with all authority. So God presented Jesus as Lord, as ruler, as our ultimate master of our lives. God says, here is My Son. He is your Lord as well as your Savior. The apostles proclaim Jesus as Lord to the world. Yes, it was God who presented Christ as Lord, and it was the mission of the apostles and the disciples of the Lord to proclaim that fact to the entire world. Again, in 2 Corinthians chapter 4, 2 Corinthians chapter 4, let's take another look at that. Second Corinthians chapter 4, particularly verse 5, for what we proclaim is not ourselves, Paul writes, but Jesus Christ as Lord, with ourselves as your servants, for Jesus' sake. For God, who said, let light shine out of darkness, has shown in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. Again, Paul says, we don't proclaim ourselves. It's not about us. It's not about the preacher. It's not about the apostles. But it's about Jesus Christ. Paul wrote to the Corinthians, to Christians in Rome, that he was not ashamed of the gospel. He said, for it is God's power to save mankind from sin, Romans 1 and verse 16. And he stated in 1 Corinthians 1:23, but we preach Christ crucified, a stumbling block to the Jews, folly to the Gentiles, but to those who are called, both Jews and Greeks, Christ, the power of God, and the wisdom of God. Well, no wonder the apostles preach Christ instead of themselves, because of what He means to this world. And so they proclaim Jesus with devotion, with dedication. And they declared Him to be the Lord of our lives. In the Galatian letter, Paul emphatically stated, but far be it from me to boast except in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, by which the world has been crucified to me, and I to the world, Galatians 6 and verse 14. The message of the apostles rang loud and clear in the first century. That message was that Jesus Christ is Lord. And you think about it, they risk their lives, their very lives, to preach that message. They traveled far and wide to spread the truth. They were unapologetic in declaring that people better fall in behind the Lord Jesus or you will never make it to heaven, because He is the only hope, He's the only Savior, He's the only Lord. And they didn't apologize for that message, and neither should we today. But we ought to declare it emphatically, with devotion and with dedication, that Jesus Christ is Lord, just as the apostles did, and the evangelists did, and the disciples of our Lord did in the first century. Yes, they risked their lives. It was dangerous for them to preach Jesus as Lord. Dangerous in a Roman world to make that declaration, because it might cause them to be stoned to their death. It might cause them to be imprisoned. It might cause them to be run out of town. But they still declared Jesus Christ as Lord, because that was what God presented to the world. Now, in the third place, you and I should promote Jesus as Lord to the world. You see, it comes down to us. It comes down to you and me. What are we going to do with the fact that God has presented Christ as Lord, and the apostles in the first century declared the same? Now, what are we to do in our day and time? Well, we know that the message is still relevant to today's world, because Jesus is still Lord. That truth hasn't changed. God hasn't withdrawn that truth. And that truth is just as relevant today as it was in the first century. Therefore, we must promote that truth to the world. We must promote Jesus is Lord. And we've even done that this morning by the songs that we have sung, that Jesus is Lord. A vital component of the gospel message is the fact that Jesus is Lord. And as we promote it, how do we promote it? Well, we promote it through our preaching and through our teaching. Followers of Jesus Christ had been charged with teaching and preaching the gospel to all creation, Mark 16 and verse 15. And we are to make disciples of all nations, Matthew 28 and verse 19. And we are to teach them to observe and to obey all that the Lord Jesus commands, verse 20. And so we preach it, we teach it, we share it. But we should also promote the message of Jesus by our daily practice, by what people see in our lives. We start out by our initial obedience to the Lord. We publicly cast our allegiance to Jesus Christ. We confess with our mouths that truth that Jesus is Lord as a response of our faith, Romans 10 and verse 9. And upon confessing that great truth, we submit to baptism, as did the Queen's Treasurer in Acts chapter 8. And at that moment, we receive the forgiveness of all of our sins. But you see, confessing Jesus as Lord is a step toward salvation. But that's just the beginning. For Paul says, therefore, as you received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk in Him. Colossians 2:6. It's one thing to acknowledge Christ as Lord. It's another thing to live as if He is. Words are cheap. Words are easy to say. It's easy to say Jesus is Lord. It's easy to sing the song. But actions will either confirm or deny our words. We can make all the declarations about Jesus as Lord as we want to, but does it show in our lives on a daily basis? If Jesus is truly Lord in your life, the Bible says, then walk in Him. Follow His will. live by His commands, submit to Him on a daily basis, center your life in Him if He truly is the Lord of your life. Peter puts it this way, in your hearts regard Christ the Lord as holy. 1 Peter 3 and verse 15. The International English Bible reads this way, make a special holy place in your hearts for Christ the Lord. That's a way that we promote Jesus as Lord to the world. Yes, we preach it, we teach it, we instruct the world about Jesus and His Lordship, but we also need to live it. Show it in our lives on a daily basis. One of the saddest statements of Jesus, I believe, is recorded in Luke, the 6th chapter, verse 46. He asked the question, why do you call me Lord, Lord, and not do what I tell you? Why do you make the claim that I am Lord, and from your very mouths you make that declaration, but you don't do what I say to do? And then he goes on and describes the blessings of doing His will and the tragedy that awaits if we don't. Try and imagine the disappointment Jesus felt when He expressed those words. Just try to put yourself in his position. When He said, why do you call me Lord, and you don't do what I say? It makes no sense to Jesus. Makes no sense whatsoever to Jesus for someone to call Him Lord and yet disobey His commands. He made it clear that not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven, but he who does the will of my Father who is in heaven. Matthew 7 and verse 21. What Jesus is telling us is lip service, if that's all there is of no value. Jesus expects action on our part. He wants us to promote Him as Lord, yes, through our words, but also through our deeds. And that's the message from our Lord. Yes, declare me as Lord, but show me as Lord. When Thomas was finally convinced that Jesus had risen from death, when the Lord showed him the proof, the apostle said, my Lord and my God, John 20 and verse 28. Those were the words of faith, a confession of conviction. And if we say of Jesus, my Lord and my God, let us always back up those words with a dedicated and faithful life. Following the Lord wherever He goes, wherever He leads, I will follow. John 14 and verse 15, Jesus says, if you love me, you will keep my commandments. If you love me, what follows is you'll keep my commandments. So God presented Jesus as Lord. The apostles proclaimed Jesus as Lord. And we should promote Jesus as Lord. The apostle Paul sums it up with what he penned in Philippians chapter 2. Verses 9 through 11. He wrote, therefore God has highly exalted Him and bestowed on Him the name that is above every name, so that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. And that should be true of each and every one of us in our daily lives, is that we confess Jesus as Lord every day with our words and with our actions. And so we come to this question, what about you? Are you living your life with Jesus Christ as Lord? Notice I ask, are you living your life as if Jesus Christ is Lord? Is He really your master? Is He your ruler? Does He control your thoughts? Does He control your conduct? Is Jesus Christ the center of your life and Lord of your life? Now, it may be that someone here this morning is ready to confess Him as Lord and submit to Him in baptism as a response of your faith. We always love to see people respond to the gospel of Jesus Christ and to Him as Lord. Or it may be that as a Christian you've been trying to rule your own life. You've wanted to be your own master, your own Lord, your own governor. You've wanted to direct your own steps that Jeremiah says you can't do. And so you found that it's not working too well. Perhaps you need to rededicate yourself to the Lord Jesus Christ. There's a song we have sometimes sang, at least throughout my lifetime I remember this song. Here's some of the words. I've wandered far away from God. Now I'm coming home. The paths of sin too long I've trod. Lord, I'm coming home. Coming home, coming home, never more to roam. Open wide thine arms of love. Lord, I'm coming home. If that be your need at this particular time, to come home to the Lord Jesus, we invite you to come as we stand to sing.